So, okay, Mishnah Hey, this is talking about Abdallah. Okay, now before you ask me any questions about Halakha L'maisa, this Mishnah doesn't go, is far removed from Halakha L'maisa, so don't ask me, that's not what we do, because we don't do this, okay? I'll explain afterwards, but it's just, okay, this is, there's two opinions on the Machlokas between the Tilim, Beisham, and the Gemara, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. This is Reb Meir's version, and the Halakha, we're only going with Reb Yehuda's version, so the whole thing is like, not the Halakha, okay? So the question is now, if you eat their meal, and you saw in a set, you had one cup, you're going to either say you only have that one cup, and you're going to now have to make break rig often on that cup, but you also need that break rig often for Abdullah. So you want to basically have to do all the brachas on one cup. And actually, four brachas you need to make over the cup. You need to make your bracha break rig often, which you'll make in Abdullah. You got to make your break rig often on that wine from the third meal. The break rig often you make on the benching, because when you bench on a cup, right, and that's one thing, right? Then there's a second break for Agafin you have to make in Havdalah. So two break for Agafins, one for benching, one for Havdalah. Plus you have the bracha on the candle, which is supposed to be said over the cup. And that's why you're sort of holding the cup, lighting the candle. And also, you're supposed to do the bracha b'samim on the spices while you're doing Havdalah also. So there's four brachas said over a kos. Benching, plus three brachas of Havdalah. So the question is, what's the order? What order do the four of them? Okay, so Beishamai, everybody's still arguing the order. They both, I'm going to say this outside first, they both agree that you start with Neri. The first bracha you say is on the candle. Because that's the first thing that you get and you need and you use, you turn the lights on so you can bench properly and that's in the dark room. Remember, those days, you need to turn the lights on because you're sitting in the dark, right? And they all agree that the last thing that you say is Havdalah, because you want to push off to the end. You don't want to take out Shabbos, you don't want to rush to get rid of Shabbos. Havdalah can wait till last, so they're going to agree. The question will be the middle two. Do you bench first and then say besamim, or do you do besamim and then you bench? So, b'shame omrim ne'er, first you say bracha on the candle, like I explained. Umazon, then you say bracha on the, you do the benching. Because they say, you have to bench already. The benching chiyuv came before Havdalah. So, b'shame I say, since the chiyuv to bench is upon you first, since you ate already, bench now, first thing first. U'besamim, then you can say the bracha on besamim, say bracha on besamim, because your neshama yisera has left you. You know you're depressed after Shabbos, so you make a chazal, make a special bracha to give you uplifted, be uplifted. And finally, the bracha Abdallah that we make, you know, that the ma'avdu ben kodesh tochol. Okay. And beisel omrim ner. Yeah, true. You say on the ner first, but then you make on the besamim because you shouldn't. Ner and besamim is a package deal. That's the Abdallah process, so don't cut out. And then ner and besamim go together, and then you'll bench, and then finally make Abdallah. Easy, right? Nero, Bissam, Mazam, and Abdullah. Now, la halacha, if this would come up, and when we bench, the order of things we do is like when you do Abdullah, the simon is Yavne, is in the city of Yavne, that's the simon. Yud stands for Yain, Reb Gafen. Then the Bay stands for Bissamim, then the Nun stands for Ner, and then the Hay stands for Amavdil. Abdullah, I should say, Abdullah. Yeah. Right? That's what you do when you bench. That's when you do Abdullah, that's how you do it. Okay. The second part of the Mishnah is talking about the bracha you make on the fire. We're going to end with this, and this is the most beautiful. This is beautiful. So, first of all, the machlokas is simple. Beishamai say, the nusaf, the words you say on Havdalah is Shibara Maor Ha'esh. The bracha you make on the fire is Shibara, the one who created Maor, the fire, the light of the fire, Ha'esh. He created the light of the fire. It's a reference to that it says in Pesachim and Dalet that Adam Rishon made fire for the first time Moti Shabbos, and we're talking about that fire. Thank God we have fire as a bria. Okay, Ubesil Omrim. No, the nusach is Borei, creates, present tense, Maorei, the lights, plural, Ha'esh of the fire. Okay, the Gemara says they're not really arguing over if it's Bara or Borei. They said everyone agrees that Bara means the past. Borei means like the past and the present. We say Hamotzi Lechem in arts, or my Borei Pri Agafen, present tense, we're not just going to now, we recognize Borei Pri Agafen means he created the vine, not now, but he creates it also. So you're backing both horses. So that's not the issue of contention, says the Gemara. The issue of contention is a very simple one, says the Gemara. The question is, look at the fire as a single fire, just one like light source, or do you look at they have different colors inside of it? There's blues and reds and yellows. So that's the question. Do you make a bracha on one general fire or on lots of colors? That's the machlokas. Now I'm going to tell you something beautiful. This is thunder. Oh, it's really mamash. Nice. So the Gra, Shnos Layal, asks a double vowel kasha, which is like a drop dead kasha. The Gemara said that, but he says, listen, who are you kidding? First of all, bara and bore is a machlokas. Don't tell me it isn't a machlokas. It's a machlokas. There's two different words. They mean different things. Bara means created in the past. Bore means created, and also fine, creates and also created, but they're two different words. Right? But and second of all, he says, what kind of crazy machlokas is it about the color and the fire? Open your eyeballs, look at the fire, you'll see what's there. Right? You'll see. You make the call. Either there's one or lost, but whatever there is, kind of machlokas of what you see in front of your eyes. So he answers such a nice shot. So good. He says like this, that really there's two issues to the, there's a question of what you make a bracha on. Are you making a bracha on just the fact that Hashem gave us such a thing, an abstract concept called fire? We have such a thing in the world called fire. Of course, it's a great, great benefit to us. And that was when it happened on the eighth day after Shabbos, the first time. Or are you saying a bracha on that, plus on the fact that you have fire to use? You're enjoying it now, that it's a benefit to you here. Two different things. One is that Hashem created such a thing in the world as a koach of fire, the abstract koach of fire. And then the second thing is, you have the question of, you have fire, which is a great benefit to you. It's a beautiful thing, it's a useful thing. So he says, that's machlokas. And the reason is exactly right. Shebara mor ha'esh means, Be'esham is saying, he created the fire. There's only one light, because we're talking about an abstract concept called fire, not a particular thing. Whereas, Be'esham say, bore mor ha'esh, bore means both created, that was that fire of Adam, and bore present tense create, this one in front of me here that I'm enjoying right now and getting benefit from, right? Maore, the two different kinds of fire, the two different lights of the fire, the maore esh, the or, the fire concept from Adam's, as well as the fire I'm using now. So it's exactly beautiful, it reads good, it's very nice.